This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House Judiciary Committee voted to send articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump to the full House on Friday. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, a vote is scheduled for next week.
It started a long time ago, probably before I came down the escalator.
President Trump claims Democrats have been trying to set him up for impeachment for years, but he says it's backfiring.
The polls have gone through the roof for Trump because people, especially with independent voters, and especially in swing states, I could show you numbers that nobody has ever seen numbers like this before.
Count Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal among those not buying it.
We're going to win the election if Donald Trump is running.
The Washington Democrat says it's not just impeachment charges, but disrespectful behavior and cruel policies that she predicts will do him in.
Those policy differences are for the election. If he ends up running, I believe we'll win.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Friday agreed to hear President Trump's appeals in three separate cases to prevent his financial records, including tax returns, being handed over to the Democratic-led House of Representatives and a New York prosecutor. Yahira Hakiz of Reuters reports.
The courts will hold oral arguments in March, with the decision due by the end of June, right in the midst of the 2020 presidential election. The president is attempting to block subpoenas for bank records and other materials demanded by Democratic-led committees in the House as they investigate corruption and foreign meddling in the U.S. elections process. The probes are unrelated to the impeachment proceedings playing out against the president over his dealings in Ukraine.
Impeachment against President Donald J. Trump.
The cases will test the court's conservative majority and how the justices view Trump's arguments that the subpoenas are a threat to the presidency.
That's Yahira Hakiz. This is VOA News. New Zealand police said they would search the waters near the volcanic White Island in an attempt to retrieve two bodies left after a fatal eruption there this week. In a statement Saturday, the police and the Navy diver squad said that they would resume their search for a body seen in the water Tuesday. The statement said police do not plan to return to the island for a land-based search on Saturday. A military team in hazmat suits and gas masks retrieved the remains of six victims on Friday. The volcano, a popular tourist destination for day trippers, erupted Monday, spewing ash, steam, and gases over the island. 47 people were on the island when it blew. So far, 14 are confirmed dead, with more than two dozen people being treated in hospitals across New Zealand and Australia. The United States and China have agreed on the text of the first phase of a trade deal that will avert further tariffs. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
Trump calls the agreement phenomenal, telling reporters America's farmers will have to buy larger tractors because agricultural purchases by China very soon will total $50 billion.
It's going to ultimately lead to the opening of China.
Some Democratic lawmakers are criticizing the agreement, saying China is not making any hard commitments to structural reform. Author and commentator Gordon Chang sees history repeating itself.
Here we go again, trading real things for promises the Chinese will just dishonor.
China's government says Trump should now roll back some of the tariffs on $360 billion worth of Chinese goods. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Several hundred noisy protesters marched through central London on Friday to protest against Britain's election result, chanting Boris Johnson, not my prime minister, and Boris, 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 out, out, out. The protesters brandishing signs that read Defy Tory Rule and Refugees Welcome walked from outside Johnson's Downing Street residence to Trafalgar Square and on to the theater district, blocking traffic and drawing a heavy police presence. Rafaela Hutchinson said that the election results were discouraging, but people will still work for what they believe in.
We have to keep fighting for our planet, which is being completely destroyed, and no one in power is even recognizing it or doing anything about it. I think it's important to always fight for what you believe in.
Johnson's Conservatives won Thursday's general election by a large margin. On Friday, he called for closure over the Brexit divisions that have divided the United Kingdom for the past 3.5 years. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.